皆さん改めましておはようございます。
Good morning。
もうみんな今日は僕のこの声聞き飽きてると思うんですけども、どうか辛抱強く聞いていただけたらと思います。
Sorry that you have to listen to this voice, but let's be alive and get past the sound of the voice to the message behind it。
皆さんは初めて教会に来た時のことを覚えているでしょうか。すごいワクワクして、教会来たっていう人もいるだろうし、なんかよく分からなくて怖いなっていう気持ちで、気持ちを持ちながら教会に来た人もいると思います。
For some of you, you have grown up in the church, but for those of you who haven't, can you remember the first time you ever set foot in a church? I'm sure some people felt really excited, but others felt scared or nervous。
僕は約10年前に、初めてカンボジアに行って、それから教会に来るようになりました。カンボジアの活動を通して神様の存在っていうのを知ったんですが、でも教会に来始めた時はもう不安でたまらなかったことを覚えています。でなんで不安だったかって、神様の存在を知るまで全部自分の力に頼って全部自分自身でやってきたっていう思いがあったので、それを神様に全て捧げて神様に身を委ねてやるっていうのはすごい、自分自身がなくなっちゃうような気がして、すごい怖い思いをしていたっていう、記憶があります。
I went to Cambodia for the first time about 10 years ago, and then after that I began coming to this church. I first learned about God through my time in Cambodia, but I remember feeling scared about the idea of going and being a part of a church. Before going to Cambodia, I never knew or believed in God, and I've always lived life thinking that I just needed to rely on my own power, my own effort, my own wisdom. So the thought of everything being in God's hands, the thought that everything was a part of God's plan and that God was reaching out for me and trying to woo me into a relationship with Him and into life with Him was kind of scary for me. So I tried to avoid Him and run away from Him as fast as I could.
神様からずっと逃げ続けてきたわけですけれども、もちろん神様から逃げられるわけもなく捕まって、もうこれでもかって、もういいよ、十分すぎるよっていうぐらいの恵みをたくさんいただきまして、安心して、洗礼を受けたことを覚えています。で今こうして神様の子供として、祝福されて、ここで話すことができることを、嬉しく思います。
I tried for a while to run away from God, but as most of you know, it's pretty much impossible to run away from God when God is pursuing you. And so God kept pouring His grace and His blessings so much into my life that I couldn't deny or reject that He existed and that He wanted me. And I finally surrendered and gave my life in baptism to Jesus. Today I'm standing before you, thankful for the blessings that I have received as God's child, and thankful for the opportunity given by God to share them in this testimony with all of you today.
皆さんご存知の通り、僕はお腹がすごい弱いんです。ここ笑うとこなんですけど、で日本でもしょっちゅうお腹壊してまして、なのでもっと不衛生なカンボジアに行ったら、ほぼほぼ 100% まではいかない、最近で 80% ぐらいの確率で、お腹壊してます。で、お腹を壊すっていうことは僕にとって当たり前なので特に問題はないんですけれども、何が大変かってやっぱりカンボジアで綺麗なトイレを見つけることがすごい大変です。日本みたいにコンビニがあってすぐトイレに寄れるっていうわけではないので、そこがカンボジアで、一番苦労するところです。
You may or may not also know about me, this personal information, that I have a really weak stomach. Even in Japan, it's really easy for me to get an upset stomach. So it's common sense that it would be a struggle in a place like Cambodia, where things are just not as clean. But what I really struggle with is I can't find a nice clean bathroom. It's not like Japan, where there's tons of convenience stores with beautifully clean bathrooms 24/7. They can just run in and, you know, use the facilities. But my stomach gets upset all the time. And I'm always having problems with that in Cambodia because there are no places for me to go.
そんなお腹が弱い僕も今まで、気づけばもう19回カンボジアに行きました。で友達とか同僚からは、お前また行くのってそんなにお腹壊してるのになんでまた行くんだよっていうのをたびたび言われるわけですが、じゃあなんで僕が行き続けるのかって考えた時にいつも出てくる答えが同じで、それはカンボジアでの活動を通して本当にたくさんの人と出会うことができるっていう、それが答えです。
So even although I have this really basic kind of almost embarrassing struggle in my life、I have gone to Cambodia 19 times and my friends and co-workers say things like you're gonna go again, like yourealways having problems, like you're always getting diarrhea and you're always having, you know, stomach issues and all kinds of things. Why do you keep going back? But as I reflected on what it is that, despite all of that, that keeps me going back and serving, is this: I can meet and connect deeper with people.
ゲリっていう言葉を使わなかったんですけど、でこの活動を通して神様本当にたくさんの人と出会わせてくれました。まずそもそもカンボジアでの活動がなかったら僕はこの水戸教会に来ることはなかったんじゃないかなって、思います。なぜならカンボジアに最初に行ってから、教会に来るようになったので、教会に来てからカンボジアに行ったわけじゃないんですね。なのでそのカンボジアでの活動がなかったら水戸教会の人たちと会うことはなかったんじゃないかなって今でも、思います。
God has brought many people into my life through being a part of this mission. To begin with, if this mission didn't exist, I probably never would have come or would have become a part of this church familyI didn't go to Cambodia because I was a part of this church. Rather, I became a part of this church family because I went to Cambodia first. So if I had not gone, I wouldn't be a part of this church family and I wouldn't be in a meaningful relationship with many of you.
神様がカンボジアでの奉仕を通して、僕をこの水戸教会に、導いてくれました。でここにいるみんなも同じようにカンボジアに行ってから水戸教会に導かれたっていう人が多いのではないでしょうか。だから、この教会はたくさんの人たちが出会う出会いの場として神様が祝福してくれてるなっていうことを強く感じます。
Through this mission, God led me to this church family. And I think there are many people in this room in recent years that have a testimony that is similar to my own. So I strongly feel that God is using this mission in Cambodia to call me to churchto become a meeting place where people can gather and go deeper in relationship.
で僕が初めてこの教会に来た時は大学3、4年の夏かなぐらいだったんですけど、今ではさらにたくさんの大学生が来てくれています。で国籍に関係なく全世代の人が交われる素晴らしい教会になっています。じゃあ考えた時にどうして、この教会はこんなに神様から祝福を受けて出会いの場として、祝福されているのでしょうか。
The first time I came to Mito Church, I was still a university student at Ibaraki Christian. It was about the end of my junior year, the beginning of my senior year when I started coming. Now, if you look, there are so many more students from that school that are gathering and worshiping here than when I came as a studentAnd this is a wonderfully diverse church that crosses borders in terms of citizenship, language, and generation. So the question begs to be asked, why has God blessed this church with the call of being a gathering place, a meeting place for people?
それはこの水戸教会が教会全体として一致してカンボジアを支援しているからだと思います。貧しい人を見捨てないっていう神様の御心をみんなで知って、その御心をみんなで一緒に実践していく。
I think one of the main reasons is that we have drawn together as one and we work together to support this mission in Cambodia. We are discovering the heart of God who never abandons but rather has a heart for the poor and the vulnerable. we not only learn to see that heart, but have the opportunity to be changed, to have a similar heart, and to live that out in action.
きっとこの教会に来るまで自分のことばかりを考えてきた人たちが神様によって変えられて、そしてこう神様を愛しなさい、そして、隣人を愛しなさいっていう神様の御心を知って、その御心に従って、みんなで歩んでいるからこその、神様が与えてくれる祝福ではないのかなと思います。
We are called out of a life that we usually live, which would be a life of selfishness, being consumed by what we think, by what we want, by what we're trying to do in our lives. And God changes us to become people who love Him and who love each other. And I believe that God blesses that response, that God blesses that obedience.
現地に行ける人はもちろん、行けない人もそれぞれの役割があって、それぞれ一人一人ができることをいろんな形で支援して、水戸教会っていうこのカンボジアでのミッションに加わっているからこそ、神様が与えてくれている祝福だと思います。
This is true of course for those who go, but it's also for those, true for those who don't or can't go. All of usHave a part, have an active part, and can actively participate in supporting this mission work just by being interested in people, getting to know what's happening, getting to know what the needs are, getting to know the people who are going. And by doing so, we actually end up supporting Mito Church and our own spiritual growth and maturity. It's a tremendously significant blessing in the long run for all of us.
そして僕が本当に神様に感謝していることは、今までこうしてずっと教会を支えてくれた、来てくれてる人たちの信仰の上に立って奉仕を続けていくことができるということです。その土台があるから、たくさんの人たちをこの教会に招いて奉仕する機会につなげていくことができています。教会を支えて来てくれた人たちの信仰を、新しく来た人たちがその信仰を受け継いで、もっともっとその信仰を持って外に出ているからこそ、神様が祝福してくれているのではないかなと思います。だから、こう水戸教会とカンボジアのどっちかだけじゃなくて、水戸教会とカンボジアの両方をつなげて、祝福してくれている神様に本当に、感謝しています。
One of the things that I'm personally thankful for is the people that God has placed here, whose commitment, service, and faith have provided a foundation upon which we can stand and continue to serve. With that foundation, we are able to invite others into the great kingdom of God. Through their faith, new generations, new people can receive that faith and go out with confidence to love and to serve. And God's work through this church is far-reaching.So I'm thankful to God who blesses not just this church or just this mission work, but weaves the stories of these two together and to create a much larger blessing and impact.
だからこうカンボジアに行った人がこの教会に来て、信仰を受け継いでまた外に出ていく、これができるっていうのが、僕がカンボジアに関わって10年間見てきた神様の恵みだなって感じています。
This is what I've seen, this is what I've learned and received as a blessing, this cycle of going and serving, meeting Jesus, coming to faith in Jesus, being transformed by him and continuing that cycle of faith. That's what I've seenand as a blessing from God through serving in this mission for 10 years.
これから、少しの間、少し 2,3 年かなと思うんですけど、僕水戸を離れることに、なるので、この教会がもっともっと祝福される出会いの場であって、で出会いの場だけじゃなくて、信仰を受け継ぐ場として、この水戸教会をもっともっと神様に祝福されるように祈っていきたいなと思います。これから、もしかしたらカンボジアになかなか行けないかもしれないんですけど、僕もできることを見つけて、関わり続けていきたいなって、思っています。
I'll be leaving in about a month's time, to go and study in Cambodia for probably a couple of years, or to study in Canada for a couple of years. So I'm praying that even while I'm not here, that God will continue to bless this church with even greater opportunities to be a meeting place, not just for meeting other people, but to meet God and to become a faith-forming place. And as I study and grow, I may not be able to go to Cambodia for a time, but I hope to continue to find ways that I can continue to contribute more to this mission in this church and in Cambodia in the future.
ありがとうございました。
Thank you.